it would be in this situation of a regime that was hemorrhaging support, that seemed to be beset by threats from the royalists and the radicals, that Napoleon Bonaparte would surge to a position of leadership in France. Indeed, Napoleon would enjoy a meteoric rise under the Directory. As I said, in 1795, he had appeared when he ordered troops to fire into the Parisian crowd. Where had this man come from? How had he arrived at this particular juncture in history? He had been born in Corsica, the second son in a gentry family, and following the traditional aristocratic pattern, the second son winds up with a career in the military. He had attended military academies in France. These somewhat humble origins would be one of Napoleon's great calling cards. Napoleon would become, as we will see, a great champion of the self-made man. He would become the idol of a great many people, commoners who saw in Napoleon the possibilities of what a man of talent, what a man blessed with ability, with ambition, could do if he were unfettered by the strictures of the old regime. He also, however, was a very savvy man politically. He married a politically well-connected widow, Josephine de Beauharnais, whose aristocratic husband had been killed during the Terror. He was best known, however, for a string of very extraordinary military victories in 1796-97. In those years, he conquered all of northern Italy, forcing the Habsburgs to relinquish their territories there and to cede control of the Netherlands as well. He also headed a military expedition to Egypt, seeking to weaken the British position there. And although his campaign in Egypt did not produce the results that he had hoped, he did achieve a series of very striking military victories. This was given very great coverage in France. This was not only a military expedition. He took in effect a geologist along with him, a kind of public, what we now would think of as a kind of public relations staff that monitored his every move. These dramatic victories in Egypt and in northern Italy had made Napoleon a household name in France. By 1799, as the Directory continued to lose support and just was absolutely unable to inspire any sort of enthusiasm, Napoleon had become very well known and popular across all of the country. In November of 1799, a number of members of the Directory turned to Napoleon to help them establish some sort of stable government capable of withstanding the recurrent threats of renewed radicalism and revived royalism. Two members of the Directory approached Napoleon, plotted with him and his brother Louis to overthrow the weak government and establish some form of stronger regime capable of charting a new course for France. This coup would take place on the 18th Brumaire of 1799, that is November 9th, 1799, of the revolutionary calendar. In the new governmental system that was established, this coup was largely unopposed. It was not a major bloodletting along the... we don't see replays of those great scenes of drama from the revolution itself. In the new governmental system that was established, called for power to be shared by three consuls. You already see a kind of terminology that is not hearkening back to the revolution, nor even to the old regime, but consuls hearkened back to the Roman Empire. Even before there is an empire in France, there is already the use of this kind of terminology. Power was to be shared by a triumvirate then. Napoleon was to be first consul, primus inter pares, first among equals. But he very quickly asserted himself, outmaneuvered, and certainly overshadowed his colleagues. Two things were very clear about him at this point already. One was his enormous ambition, and the other was his great charisma. One had seen this with his dealings with the troops, his troops in northern Italy, his troops in Egypt, and also all sorts of contemporary evidence suggests that in dealing with people individually, he exerted an enormous amount of charm, power, and charisma. And it was hardly a mystery that he would very quickly outmaneuver his two partners in this triumvirate.